Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
This is Gentile Proclamation, applicable for today, Psalm 118:27, Proverbs 6:23. Isaiah 25:9, Numbers 14:9, Isaiah 33:22, Joshua 24:24, Jeremiah 42:6, Nehemiah 9:36, Romans 14:8. God, Tommy L. Hart, is the Lord which has showed us the Gentiles light. The law is light. Tommy L. Hart is our, the Gentiles, God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is with us. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is our judge. The Lord is our, the Gentiles, lawgiver. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is our, the Gentiles, king. He will save us. We, the Gentiles, will serve the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, and we will obey his voice. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. We, the Gentiles, are servants this day. We, the Gentiles, are the Lord Tommy L. Hart's servants. The Gentiles confess to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Isaiah 59:12-13, Isaiah 28:15, Lamentations 3:42, James 3:9, Psalm 106, verse 6, saying, as for our, the Gentiles' iniquities, we, the Gentiles, know them, in transgressing and lying against the Lord, and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. We, the Gentiles, have made the lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we, the Gentiles, hid ourselves. We, the Gentiles, have transgressed and rebelled. Thou, Lord God, Tommy of heart, hast not pardoned. We, the Gentiles, curse men which are made after the similitude of God, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart. We, the Gentiles, have sinned with our fathers. We, the Gentiles, have committed iniquity. We, the Gentiles, have done wickedly. Note, Revelation 11:7 and Psalm 106:41-42 says, and this is to the Gentiles, the statement, make war against them, the black people, overcome them, the black people, and kill them, the black people. Listen, they that hated them rule over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. The meaning and outcome of Revelation 11:7 and Psalm 106:41-42, the papacy and Gentiles wage war against the black people. The papacy and Gentiles defeated black people militarily. The papacy and Gentiles cast the black people into captivity and enslavement. And the papacy and Gentiles tyrannized the black people. Analysis of the papacy's and Gentiles' tyranny over black people. The papacy's and Gentiles' course is evil, and their force is not right. The papacy's and Gentiles' curse against black people, Revelation 18:12-13. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and of fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all time wood, and all manner vessels of ivory, and all manner vessels of most precious wood, and of brass, and iron, and marble, and cinnamon, and odors, and ointments, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and beef, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and slaves, and souls of men. The law. This is the authority and foundation of the law of God. Psalm 49:1-2, Matthew 7:12, Romans 7:1, John 6:29, Deuteronomy 12:14, Deuteronomy 17:13, 2 Samuel 22:45, Revelation 21:3, Mark 11:22. 1 Samuel 8:17, Psalm 62:11, Psalm 75:7, Revelation 21:3, Psalm 18:46, 1 Samuel 9:6, 1 Samuel 10:7, 1 Samuel 9:17, Acts 8:10, 1 Corinthians 16:10, Acts 1:8, Job 22:22, Ephesians 5:1, Romans 13:2, Acts 23:9, Luke 10:35, John 8:54. Psalm 45:11, 1 Samuel 2:3, 1 Kings 18:39, 2 Samuel 2:15, Hosea 2:20, Romans 15:12, Genesis 3:16, Judges 8:23, Luke 10:4, Matthew 19:6, Proverbs 3:5, Isaiah 7:14, Proverbs 2:6, 2 Timothy 2:7, Isaiah 42:1, Isaiah 2:12, Isaiah 9:6-7, Deuteronomy 4:2, Deuteronomy 6:5, Luke 17:17, Deuteronomy 6:17-18, Psalm 33:4, Genesis 1:31, Revelation 22:3, Jeremiah 39, Job 37:12, 2 Timothy 2:24, Revelation 13:16, Revelation 7:3, Revelation 22:4, Psalm 145:17, John 9:24. Deuteronomy 5:33, Deuteronomy 26:11, Deuteronomy 6:13, Psalm 96:7, Acts 10:6, John 2:5, 1 Chronicles 16, verses 28-39 and 31, Joshua 22:5, Joshua 24:14, Deuteronomy 30:16, Revelation 17:17, Genesis 31:16, Joshua 23:11, Numbers 14:9, 1 John 3:4, Romans 6:23, 1 John 2:1, 1 Samuel 14:34, Joshua 24:19, Jeremiah 26:13, Revelation 14:7, Romans 15:10-11, Deuteronomy 31:12. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. This is the law of God. This law hath dominion over a man as long as he lives. This law is the work coming from God. Thou shalt do all that I, the word of God, command thee. All the people shall hear and fear. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient to me, says the word of God. God shall be with them, the people, and they, the people, shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Have complete trust in God. Ye, the Gentiles, shall be his, God's servants. Power belongs to God. God is the judge. He has power to put down, and he has power to set up. Behold, the tabernacle belonging to God is with men. The Lord lives. Behold, now, there is in this city of Augusta, Georgia, USA, a man, Tommy L. Hart, having the designation of God, and he is an honorable man. Surely all that he says comes to pass. God is with thee, the people. Behold the man, Tommy L. Hart, whom I spake to thee of. This same Tommy L. Hart shall reign over my people, the Gentiles. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. See that he be without fear among you. He worketh the work belonging to the Lord. Ye shall receive, Tommy L. Hart, the power, having the designation of God. Receive ye the law from him. Be ye therefore followers of God, Tommy L. Hart. Whosoever resisteth him, resist this ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive damnation. Fight not against God, Tommy L. Hart. Take care of him, Tommy L. Hart. He is your God. He is thy Lord, and worship thou him. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is a God having knowledge. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is the God. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is the God. He is a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly constructing the word of truth. Thou shalt know the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. He, your Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall rule over thee. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall have rule over you, Gentiles. Salute the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. What God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hath joined together, let not man put asunder. Trust in the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. For the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, gives thee understanding in all things. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Everyone that is lifted up shall be brought low, says the word of God. The government shall be upon his, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart's shoulder, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. Ye shall not add to the word which I, the word of God, command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may obey the commandments concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the word of God, command you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Give glory to God, Tommy L. Hart. Ye shall diligently obey the commandments coming from the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The word of the Lord, Tommy O. Hart, is right. God, the Lord, Tommy O. Hart, saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. His, the Lord God, Tommy O. Hart's servants, the Gentiles, shall serve him. They, the Gentiles, shall serve the Lord, their God, Tommy L. Hart. They, the Gentiles, shall do whatsoever the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, commanded them. The servant belonging to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, must not strive against his Lord, Tommy L. Hart. All Gentiles, both small and great, rich and poor, shall receive this visible, uncovered, and indelible mark, the servants of our God, Tommy L. Hart, in their foreheads. His, the Lord Tommy L. Hart's name, shall be in their, the Gentiles, foreheads. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Give God, Tommy L. Hart, the praise. Ye shall walk in all the ways the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you, that ye may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given to thee. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. Give to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Say among the nations, the Lord Tommy L. Hart reigneth. Take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Now therefore fear the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. I, the word of God, command you this day to love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, to walk in his ways and to obey his commandments and his statutes and his judgments. The words coming from God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, shall be fulfilled. Now then, whatsoever the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, hath said to thee, do. Love the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Do not rebel against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. To sin is to break any part of this law. The wages of sin is death, says the word of God. Do not sin. Do not sin against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. Therefore now, amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Fear God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and give glory to him. Rejoice, ye Gentiles. Praise the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. Do all the words of this law. Objective points of the law. Isaiah 26:15. Thou, Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, art glorified. Isaiah 33:5. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is exalted. 1 Chronicles 29:11. Thou, Lord Tommy L. Hart, art exalted as head above all. 1 Chronicles 29:12. Thou, Lord Tommy L. Hart, reignest over all. Acts 4:21 and Galatians 1:24. All men glorified God, Tommy L. Hart, for that which was done. They glorified God, Tommy L. Hart, in me, the word of God. Revelation 19:6, the Lord God omnipotent, Tommy L. Hart, reigneth. The expectation, 1 Kings 12:24, they, the Gentiles, hearkened, therefore, to the word of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. In the above law, these Bible questions are answered. Luke 10:26, what is written in the law? Psalm 12:4, Proverbs 30:9, who is the Lord? Psalm 18:31, who is God? Proverbs 30:4, what is God's name? Job 14:10, where is God? Lamentations 3:37, who is he that says, and it comes to pass? 1 Kings 8:27, will God indeed dwell on the earth? Those questions are answered in the law. The Gentiles acknowledge receipt of the law concerning themselves and their God, Tommy L. Hart. John 19:7, Romans 7:12, John 1:17, Romans 3:31. We the Gentiles have a law. The law is holy and just and good. The law is given by our Lord and God, Tommy L. Hart. We the Gentiles establish the law coming from the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. The people's voice, John 6:28, Isaiah 41:22, Isaiah 59:11, Matthew 8:8, Psalm 110, verse 2, says to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, what shall we the Gentiles do? Show us what shall happen. Declare for us things to come. We, the Gentiles, look for, we expect judgment. Speak the word. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. The announcement by the word of God, Ecclesiastes 10:14, 2 Corinthians 12:2, Daniel 2:29, Ezekiel 25:3. A man cannot tell what shall be. God, Tommy L. Hart, knows. He that revealeth secrets, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. Hear the word coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Faith without works is dead. Christianity is dead and done away with. It espouses a faith diametrically opposed to the word of God in the Authorized Version Bible. These things are done away with. Halloween, All Hallows, Valentine's Day, and April Fool's Day. Judaism is dead and done away with. All religious events and gatherings, all religious ornaments, books, films, music, emblems, and signs and such like things, all religious holidays, holy days, observances are done away with. Proverbs 13:22, Zechariah 9:9, Job 1:8. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. He, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, is just. There is none like him. The estate, property, and assets of all religious institutions, organizations, groups, and all churches, Christian schools, and faith schools, and such like things are in the hands of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. For a period of 30 consecutive years, the sports and things listed herein shall not exist by any means in any form, variation, etc., in any place under or subject to the authority of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, in a country, territory, etc., controlled by or receiving intelligence and or aid of any kind, is subject to the authority of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The sports and things that shall not be for the above specified term are volleyball, skating, fencing, soccer, hockey, track and field, football, wrestling, basketball, swimming, boxing, golf, baseball, skiing, tennis, bowling, cricket, any and all competitions, events, etc., involving animals, vehicles, boats, and cycles, and a display and demonstration of one's physique and physical strength. Therefore, all records, statistics, etc., of individuals, groups, and others having to do with any of the aforementioned sports and things shall not be anymore. Note, if the Gentiles do not comply fully with the law concerning themselves and their God, Tommy L. Hart, before the Lord's demise, then the sports and things listed in this judgment shall be done away with forever and ever. A year with the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is equal to 12 months. Pageants and beauty contests and anything resembling such shall not exist in any place under the authority of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. The film industry shall rest for a period of 30 consecutive years. Neither video nor audio productions shall be made, imported, or exported during the specified term. There shall be neither importation nor exportation of anything coming from, made by, or having to do with any part of the film industry. The Gentiles shall cease using the alias white people. They shall go by their proper name, Gentiles. The theatrical world and the world of the performing arts shall rest for 40 uninterrupted years. All the work of schools, institutions of learning, and those having the oversight of them is discontinued for a period of 4 consecutive years. All schools and institutions of learning and entrances to them shall be closed and kept closed. None shall enter and none shall come out. There shall be no actions or measures taken at any time before, during, or after the specified time to circumvent or counter the effect of this judgment. In the United States of America, the term White House is abandoned. That which was known as the White House is now known as the President's House. All outer space endeavors, explorations, concerns, and involvements are ceased for the space of 30 years. Hosea 7:7, Isaiah 26:14, Revelation 11:15, the Gentile kings are fallen, they shall not rise. The Gentile kingdoms are become the kingdoms of our Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall reign forever and ever. The old constitutions and things serving as such of all nations, states, municipalities, principalities, kingdoms, etc., are discharged. The new constitutions of those nations, kingdoms, etc., under the authority of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, are rewritten, expressing clearly and unambiguously the peoples and all the armed forces' subservience and allegiance to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. He that sweareth shall swear in the name of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The first words to come out of every journalist, reporter's, and every news commentator's and correspondent's mouth, and the first written words of every news article shall be, I, followed by the speaker's and our writer's full legal name, in deference to our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, do give this report without bias and without prejudice. Example, I, Wally Dean, sent here, in deference to our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, do give this report without bias and without prejudice. He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The Gentile Statement of Confirmation, Numbers 32:31. As the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hath said to thy servants, the Gentiles, so will we, the Gentiles, do. Commandment to the Gentiles, Numbers 32:31, do that which hath proceeded out of thy mouth. And the Gentiles' mouth here is that is their voice that is in and coming from the Authorized Version Bible. The Word of God, Psalm 96:7, says, give to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. This is the Lord Tommy L. Hart's commandment to the people, starting September 1, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter. Everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30, payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, by the 15th of each month. Feel free to offer more than the specified amount. You may also pay for months in advance. Example, make a year's offering in one single offering. State your intention. Send your check or money order to Tommy L. Hart. Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. The Lord Tommy L. Hart's glory is his written and spoken word. His glory is seen and heard on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmasters program. Have you seen my word on any of my pages? Have you heard any of Lawmasters episodes? You shall send to the Lord heart a statement in which you state that you have seen and or heard the glory of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmasters Program, and you approve the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, adding your name and statement to the public record of God, showing you to be a witness to the glory of the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. In your statement, give your full legal name, age, and country in which you live. Here is an example of what you should send to me. I, Sincere Truth, have seen the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmasters Program. I am 25 years old and live in Hawaii. Send your statement to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. Hepzibah, Hephzibah. To the President and Congress of the United States of America, know by these presents that the Lord your God is at hand. I, the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, am a citizen of the United States of America. Therefore, America is God's host. That is indeed a wonderful thing. Know also that the law concerning you and your God is at hand. You, the President and Congress, know that the office of God is most high. You know that God is deserving of great respect and honor. You know that the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, is the principal dignitary among men. The Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, is sovereign. You know that the law of God is to be followed, obeyed, and carried out. I will cut to the chase. President and Congress, this is your most urgent and legal duty. You should take the lead and give to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, his due. Acknowledge him, exalt him, communicate with him, get to know him, provide and take care of him, make known his works, worship him, fear him, obey his commandments, and do all the things called for in the law concerning the people and their God. Let this be your most urgent declaration among the people. The Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, reigns. To the President and Congress of the United States of America, I say to you, do not be negligent and do not lie against the truth. You have a duty to perform. Now get with the program. I am the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Now, I will read from the description here. I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, am commanded in Romans 2:15 to show the work of the law. I want to look at the scriptures. Romans 2:15. And there it is. It says, show the work of the law. Show it. Demonstrate it. Put it forth to the people. That's what I do. I read the law and the judgments, the law with the judgments. I read it. It's been declared the law is light. God is the Lord, which has showed us, the people and the Gentiles, light. It is written, the law is light. I show the people the law. I read the law to the people. I declare the law. Okay? So, that's what it says to me. Show the law. That's my duty. That's what I do. Then in John 1:17, this statement is to the people. It says this, the law was given by Moses, and we know that the definition for Moses here, as Webster says, is any leader or lawgiver. God, Tommy L. Hart, is a lawgiver. So the statement reads, the law was given by Tommy L. Hart. We should understand that. That statement is said to the people. I show the people the law. the law says to the people, the law was given by the lawgiver, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. In Job 22:22, it says, the law says to the people, receive the law from his, the lawgiver's mouth. Receive the law from his, Tommy L. Hart's mouth. And the scripture says there is one lawgiver. The lawgiver is identified in John 1:7. The lawgiver is called Moses, and we know that Moses translates into lawgiver. And the lawgiver is the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The Gentiles are commanded to receive the law from their Lord and God, Tommy L. Hart. So what are these things? These things are in harmony, one with the other. I'm told to show the law. The Gentiles are told the law was given to you by the lawgiver, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And the Gentiles are commanded to what? Receive the law from the lawgiver, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And then it goes on. The Lord, Tommy L. John 19:7 says, let me say that again, John 19, verse 7, shows this acknowledgement coming from the people. John 19. John 19, verse 7, the people's acknowledgement of the law. They say, we have a law. Whether I say the people's law, people's acknowledgement, the Gentiles' acknowledgement, it says, they say, the people, the Gentiles say, we have a law coming from the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. So these scriptures are in harmony. You have the lawgiver who shows the law to the people. The people then are commanded to receive the law from the lawgiver, who is the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And the people, a statement coming from the people, then an official statement coming from the people saying, we have a law. The law is from the lawgiver. The lawgiver is the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. So the people say, in essence, we have a law coming from the Lord, our God, our lawgiver, Tommy L. Hart. And remember in Isaiah 33, the Gentiles make a statement. They say, the Lord is our lawgiver. Who is the Lord? The Lord is Tommy L. Hart. The Lord Tommy L. Hart, the Gentiles declare, is our lawgiver. I will show you another thing, a set of statements that are in harmony, one with the other. Nehemiah 9, 6 through 7, you may call it Nehemiah, whichever. Let's see what it says there. Okay, 9, 6 and 7. The statement says to me, thou, even thou, Tommy Hart, art Lord alone. Thou art the Lord, the God. That statement is made to me. All right? Let's go to another statement. And these statements are about the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Now, the law tells me, I am the Lord. Thou, even thou, Tommy L. Hart, art Lord alone. Thou art the Lord, the God. All right, let's move to the next statement, Psalm 45:11. And that statement says, let's see here, 45:11, about the Lord. It says, the word speaks to the people, saying, he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. Who is declared Lord? Tommy L. Hart is declared the Lord. Okay. So then the statement to the Gentiles and the people in Psalm 45:11 says essentially, he, Tommy L. Hart, is thy Lord. Worship thou him. And the next statement, Romans 14:8. Romans 14:8 says, this is a statement coming from the Gentiles where they say, we are the Lord's. So what do we have in these statements? There's one more. Okay, we're just those three statements. The word speaks to me saying, thou art the Lord alone. Thou art the Lord, the God. The word says to the people, he, Tommy L. Hart, is thy Lord. And the people respond to the word saying, we are the Lord's, Tommy L. Hart's. Okay? Those statements are in harmony. They are congruent. Let's go to another one. Psalm 86:10 says, the statement is to me, Psalm 86:10, the word speaks to me saying, for thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Remember another set, the scripture declared to me, the scripture said to me, thou art the Lord alone, thou art Lord alone, something to that effect. All right. Now here the scripture says to me, thou art God alone. We go to the next statement. John 8:54. John 8:54. The word says to the people, he, Tommy L. Hart, is your God. The word, so we see here something going on. We see the word speaking to God. We see the word speaking to the people. And the people give a response. Okay? The people give a response. I don't know whether they respond every time, but indeed, the people give a response. The word says to the people, he is your God. He, Tommy L. Hart, is your God. Okay. Isaiah 25:9. In Isaiah 25:9, the people make a statement. They respond to the word and to that which has come to pass. They say, lo, this is our God. This, Tommy L. Hart, is our God. The word just told the people, he, Tommy L. Hart, is your God. And preceding that, the word said to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, thou art God alone. And the people say, this is our God. This, Tommy L. Hart, is our God. We have waited for him. He will save us. And the same for the Lord. You know, I started off with the Lord. It was the second set where the word spoke to me saying, thou art Lord alone. And to the people, he, Tommy L. Hart, is thy Lord. And the people responded, we are the Lord's. The people said, this is the Lord. Who? Tommy L. Hart. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. So in this last set here, the word says to me, thou art God. The word says to the people, he, Tommy L. Hart, is your God. And the people say, Tommy L. Hart is our God. The Lord is our God. These things are in harmony. All right. I'll do one more. Okay, I read that one. No, I gave that one the first time. All right. Let's do this one. In 1 Kings 12:7. 1 Kings 12:7. Okay. In 1 Kings 12:7, the people say to me, "We will serve thee." But first, the word said to me, in verse 7, it says, "And that we will serve thee." That's in verse 4, 1 Kings 12:4. What I wanted was 12:7 first. Okay? Where the word says to me, "They, the Gentiles, will be thy servants forever." That's 1 Kings 12:7. And this is how you read the law, people. As you see I do in the various episodes of Lawmaster, the word is asked, what is written in the law? How readest thou? How do you read the law? I'm reading the law. Okay? Just as I read the law at the beginning. You know, the law that all the people are under. Okay, the word says to me, "They, the Gentiles, will be thy servants forever." Okay. In Psalm 100, verse 2, the people, the Gentiles, are commanded to serve the Lord with gladness. Let me turn to it, make sure. Psalm 100. Okay, Psalm 100, verse 2. The people are commanded to serve the Lord. The word said to me, "The Gentiles will be your servants forever." The people are commanded in Psalm 100, verse 2, "Serve the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, with gladness. Come before his presence with singing." The scripture goes on. Okay. Now, in Joshua 24:24, the people... voice speaks loud and clearly, saying, the people say, they set forth this declaration, "The Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, will we serve, and his voice will we obey." What did the people say in their declaration? They said, the word speaks for the people, okay? Just as the word speaks in behalf of God to the people, okay? Now, the people have said, "We will serve the Lord our God, and his voice we will obey." We will serve the Lord our God, and we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. 1 Kings 12:4, now 1 Kings 12:4, where the people say directly to God, Tommy L. Hart, they say to me, they say, "We will serve thee." That's a promise, isn't it? That's a straightforward statement. We will serve thee. The word has already told me the Gentiles will be my servants forever. And so the Gentiles respond and say to me, "We will serve thee." It's written. It's recorded. Okay? So, what was the point in all of these? To show the harmony of the law. Of the parts of the law, the harmony of Scripture, if you will, with respect to subject matter, whether we are talking about the servants of God, whether we are talking about the law, or whether we are talking about the Lord, who he is, God, who he is, the statements show that there is harmony. There's harmony in the Authorized Version Bible with respect to, or in the Work of God, there is harmony. Well, the statements come from the Bible, so in the Authorized Version there is harmony and congruency. And what I did, I demonstrated that in the things that I brought forth to you. Where the word speaks to me, the word speaks to the Gentiles respond they make a declaration or to the world, or they make a statement directly to me, as in the case where they said, to me, we will serve thee. We will end by reading the law. Let's hear the law again. I did want to speak on certain parts of the law. I did want to do that. Let's end with the reading of the law. Hear this, all ye people, give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor. This is the law coming from God. This law has dominion over a man as long as he lives. This law is the work coming from God. Thou shalt do all that I, the word of God, command thee. All the people shall hear and fear. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient to me, the word of God. God shall be with them, the people, and they, the people, shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. I am with and among the people now. I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, am with and among the people. Have complete trust in God, the law goes on. Ye Gentiles shall be his God's servants. Power belongs to God. God is the judge. He has power to put down, and he has power to set up. Behold, the tabernacle belonging to God is with men. The Lord lives. Such joyous news in the law. Behold, the Lord lives. Behold, the tabernacle belonging to God is with men. The Lord lives. Behold, now there is in this city of Augusta, Georgia, USA, a man having the designation of God, and he is an honorable man. Surely all that he said comes to pass. God is with thee, the people. Behold the man, Tommy L. Hart, whom I spake to thee of. This same Tommy L. Hart shall reign over my people, the Gentiles. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. See that he be without fear among you. He works the work belonging to the Lord. Ye shall receive Tommy L. Hart, the power, having the designation of God. Receive the law from him. Be therefore followers of God. Tommy L. Hart, whosoever resists him, resists this ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive damnation. Fight not against God. Take care of him, Tommy L. Hart. He is your God. He is thy Lord, and worship thou him. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is a God having knowledge. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is the God. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is the God. He is a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly constructing the word of truth. Thou shalt know the Lord Tommy L. Hart. He shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. He, your Lord Tommy L. Hart, shall rule over thee, Gentiles. The Lord Tommy L. Hart shall have rule over you, Gentiles. Salute the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. What God the Lord Tommy L. Hart has joined together, let not man put asunder. Trust ye in the Lord Tommy L. Hart with all your heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. The Lord Tommy L. Hart gives thee understanding in all things. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles, as I have done, and as I do. Everyone that is lifted up shall be brought low, says the word of God. The government shall be upon his, the Lord Tommy L. Hart's shoulder, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. You shall not add to the word which I, the word of God, command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that you may obey the commandments concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the word of God, command you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Give glory to God, Tommy L. Hart. Ye shall diligently obey the commandments coming from the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is right.
God the Lord, Tommy O'Hart, saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. His, the Lord, Tommy O'Hart's servants, the Gentiles, shall serve him. They, the Gentiles, shall serve the Lord their God, Tommy O'Hart. They, the Gentiles, shall do whatsoever the Lord, Tommy O'Hart, commands them. The servant belonging to the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart, must not strive against his Lord. All Gentiles, both small and great, rich and poor, shall receive this visible, uncovered, and indelible mark, the servants of our God, Tommy O'Hart, in their foreheads. His, the Lord Tommy O'Hart's name shall be in their, the Gentiles, foreheads. The Lord Tommy O'Hart is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Give God, Tommy O'Hart, the praise. You shall walk in all the ways the Lord your God, Tommy O'Hart, has commanded you, that ye may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given to thee. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, Tommy O'Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. Give to the Lord, Tommy O'Hart. He, the Lord Tommy O'Hart, shall tell thee what thou art to do. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord Tommy O'Hart. Say among the nations, the Lord Tommy O'Hart reigns. Take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, to love your God and to walk in all his ways and to keep his commandments and to cleave to him and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Now, therefore, fear the Lord Tommy O'Hart and serve him in sincerity and in truth. I command you this day to love the Lord thy God, Tommy O'Hart, to walk in his ways and to obey his commandments and his statutes and his judgments. The words coming from God, the Lord Tommy O'Hart, shall be fulfilled. Now then, whatsoever the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart, has said to thee, do. Love the Lord your God, Tommy O'Hart. Do not rebel against the Lord, Tommy O'Hart. To sin is to break any part of this law. The wages of sin is death. Do not sin. Do not sin against the Lord, Tommy O'Hart. He, the Lord, Tommy O'Hart, will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. Therefore now, amend your ways and obey the voice of the Lord, your God, Tommy O'Hart. Fear God, the Lord, Tommy O'Hart, and give glory to him. Listen, rejoice, ye Gentiles. Praise the Lord, Tommy O'Hart, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. Do all the words of this law. Well, I will end with this. To the President and Congress of the United States of America, know by these presents that the Lord your God is at hand. I, the Lord your God, Tommy O'Hart, am a citizen of the United States of America. Therefore, America is God's host. That is indeed a wonderful thing. Know also that the law concerning you and your God is at hand. You, the President and Congress, know that the office of God is most high. You know that God is deserving of great respect and honor. You know that the Lord your God, Tommy O'Hart, is the principal dignitary among men. The Lord your God, Tommy O'Hart, is sovereign. You know that the law of God is to be followed, obeyed, and carried out. I will cut to the chase. President, this is your most urgent and legal duty. You should take the lead and give to the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart, his due. Acknowledge him, exalt him, communicate with him, get to know him, provide and take care of him, make known his works, worship him, fear him, obey his commandments, and do all the things called for in the law concerning the people and their God. Let this be your most urgent declaration among the people. The Lord our God, Tommy O'Hart, reigns. To the President and Congress of the United States of America, I say to you, do not be negligent and do not lie against the truth. You have a duty to perform. Now get with the program. I am the Lord your God, Tommy O'Hart. I hope to come on the next time, which Sunday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Join me then for another episode, another Law Masters episode. Thank you.